Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Rami Makhlouf, kind enough to fill in. It is Marshall Harris's birthday, and in case you haven't heard, we are singing the 7th inning stretch at Wrigley tonight. So please come heckle, hang out. We are looking forward to it.
It's kind of surreal.
Critique. Yeah, I'm freaking out.
A little bit, yeah, I would imagine.
When I first heard, I was like, huh? What?
You seem very cool about it. This is the first you've admitted that you're freaking out at all.
Oh, no, I definitely am. Okay. Yeah, I just had other things I was freaking out before, like doing color commentary for the Sky game.
Sure.
When the last color commentary I had done had been for high school football and I was in college, you know, so.
Really? That long?
Yeah, I've typically done sideline or whatever else. So, yeah, I had other things on my docket of freaking out.
It's good to keep things, to have things to keep you busy when there are things that would otherwise freak you out on the horizon.
To have things to keep me scared.
Yes, for sure.
Also, in the break, Robbie and I are still trying to figure out, there's a lure here for Aaron Rodgers, guys. Like, I'm pretty convinced that there's some sort of lure, and I think the lure is not physical or financial. I think the lure is a microphone. And I am not saying that it's us, but somebody needs to convince him to host a talk show for like 4 hours like we do.
The lure is ego.
He could definitely do it.
That's the lure.
But like,
he could definitely do it.
It's very rare when you actually figure it out, like when you figure out the combination to the lock. And I feel like right now,
this might be the time. This might be the time.
Like, somebody needs to dangle a microphone in front of him and be like, hey, do you want to spend some time talking about stuff? What do you want to talk about?
He definitely can't be on local radio. The FCC would definitely get him in like 2 weeks. Like, that would shut down the whole station of whatever station he goes to.
Would he be prevented from playing football in this scenario?
There's always somebody who needs a quarterback who will take a shot on Aaron Rodgers.
I'm a big believer.
And everything that comes with them.
I just think, like, when I smell blood in the water, or in this case, some sort of means to an end, somebody needs to look into it.
I would welcome it and hear what stupid crap he has to say over the course
of
4 hours.
Yeah, I mean, all of this stuff, like, your infectious disease theories, no.
No, you keep those to yourself.
Or with others, just not me.
Yes,
but exactly. When it comes to, like, your pre-snap reads and stuff.
Oh, I love hearing him talk football.
But I'm just saying, maybe we know what it is right now.
Brilliant football
mind. Maybe we need to dangle a microphone, be like, hello, time and space, and a broadcast tower.
Like, if he did like the a football version of the podcast LeBron James does, where they just like break down basketball, that'd be really good. I'd listen to Aaron Rodgers do that.
There's got to be some guardrails. Like, you got to keep him on message and such.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want him on Score overnights. That'd be great. Can you imagine that? Oh my God.
Les Grobstein would not look kindly on
no,
that.
No, I think Les would actually
would not look down
kindly. That would be kind of insulting to Les.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I think that.
Totally.
I think
but Aaron Rodgers, colon, overnight talk show host.
That's the place for conspiracy theories is overnight radio. That's actually the slot for Aaron Rodgers, really.
All right.
Talk about aliens and all,
yes,
all of it.
Like,
yeah.
Art Bell coast
yes,
to coast.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
He could be Art Bell. He could be the next generation's Art Bell.
Yeah, except the problem is like it, people like are finally justified. You know, every day I'm reading a new story about how there's aliens. And every day I question why aliens would want to hang out with us. This first 5 minutes is an excellent example. All right, what's our five on it?
Question number one, let's go to the Cubs. Has Daniel Palencia earned the right as the Cubs' full-time closer even when Porter Hodge returns?
Okay, even when Porter Hodge returns is the big...
Yes.
Is the big twist here. Because right now, yeah, absolutely Daniel Palencia has earned that right. Again, when you throw 100, I am putting you in the ninth inning.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. That's how this works. You're either starting for me... Or you're going to the ninth if I only have like one of yous.
As long as he can keep controlling the strike zone, you know, and as long as he looks the way he has now until Porter Hodge comes back, and it sounds like he's going to have some time to prove himself. We should know for sure by the time Porter Hodge is healthy, based on the comments Craig Counsell made yesterday, if Palencia can handle this role full time. He's going to have some time to prove himself, and if he keeps doing this up until that time, whenever it might be, yeah, I think you keep him in that role, and Porter Hodge is your de facto setup man.
And old school baseball, Layla actually does the opposite, because you know what I think? If you're my second best guy in the pen and I want you in a regular role, then you do go back to the eighth.
Yeah.
And that's if everybody's okay with it, because again, pitchers will tell you, relievers will tell you what inning they are more comfortable in, and that to me is the most important of the things.
Yeah.
Because that's all that really matters. If you are more comfortable in the eighth inning, then sure. But we've seen Daniel Palencia embrace this. He's earned his third save of the season. So I say, yeah, if you're cool with it and you still throw 100, which you do, I am okay with you being in the ninth inning and everybody's cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
What message does DFAing Julian Merriweather send about how seriously the Cubs front office is taking this season?
Yeah, I think it was maybe the Keegan Thompson decision first that really kind of gave me some pause. And I was like, the waiting and seeing has gotten to be much shorter with a lot of these people who I felt like had significant roles in my brain on this team.
Mm-hmm.
And there was never a better example than perhaps what happened with Julian Merriweather. Now, I know he had a year last year that was marred by various injuries, but I thought that because of that, there would be a little bit more runway when it came to the expectation for him this year. And again, this message just says to me how seriously Jed Hoyer, Carter Hawkins, and the Cubs are taking this year as to what the expectation is. If you are not cutting it in the bullpen, no matter if you did before, no matter what your previous circumstance was, they're not messing around.
Yeah. Jed Hoyer ain't playing. That's the message that it sends to me. And to a lesser degree, demoting Matt Shaw as early in the season as they did. There have been a lot of moves that are showing some urgency from Jed Hoyer and that front office. And I don't know if this is, we talked about Jed Hoyer's contract situation earlier in the show. I don't know if this is, you know, his own personal urgency of I gotta win this year to get that contract and stay here in Chicago. But there is a level of urgency to the roster manipulation this year that there hasn't been for the last couple seasons with this Cubs team.
I just feel like everything is communicating a bigger sense of urgency. Whether it's the personnel decisions, and really that started even in the offseason, you consider Albert Alcilay, for example.
Yep.
Or how they're manipulating this lineup, or even sending Matt Shaw back down.
Right.
All of these indicate a bigger sense of urgency and pointing to, this is the year we expect this to go. This is your shot.
And not only do you see the impact of that and the effects of that with the quality that they're getting from the guys they are picking and choosing to put in these spots, but it also speaks to the Cubs and what they've done in terms of their development, the depth. in the system that they can pull these strings or pull the trigger on some of these guys and have the confidence that there's somebody else waiting behind them who will get the job done.
Now, here's the other question. Given all of this sense of urgency that I just pointed out, so, like, if Marshall and I are cutting it, like, five words into the stretch, do they send us to Iowa or something?
Yeah, Owen Casey then comes up, and then he takes the mic.
Yeah, are they just like, no, you know, you've been replaced. Like,
you're off key.
You're not in the circle of trust. And I'm like, well, wait, like, I've had times where I was in the circle of trust, and then they're like, no. Nope, that doesn't matter right now on this day, the 27th of May in 2024, where it's 12 bloody degrees outside. They're like, no, we're going to DFA you, or we're gonna demote you back to Iowa because you can't sing the stretch right.
The big hook comes out and literally pulls you off of marquee.
And then right I hang right my head in shame. But and then I'm like, I'm sorry, guys, I got to get back out there. You know, I need to work with a coach to get this
but
right.
The Cubs farm system, I think you guys will come back even better than ever. Like the next that seventh inning
true.
Stretch you
that
do
is,
will be.
Somebody strains an oblique yeah. singing the seventh inning yes, stretch, the and then we come up and we hit two home runs in the seventh inning stretch.
You'll get another shot.
Okay, I like my chances. I mean, it's a dramatic arc, but I'm going to go with it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Adrian Hauser deserved better in his return to Citi Field, even though the White Sox 2-1 loss came against a team as good as the Mets.
I mean,
the answer is yes.
Yes, everybody. And now they're the ones playing and doing this to themselves on some level, but don't you watch the White Sox and go, oh man, that everybody deserves better. Nobody deserves to be in that situation. These guys have worked their whole lives to achieve this dream of playing Major League Baseball, and you end up on that team, in that organization. And the same for the Rockies. Like, even guys who are playing very, very bad, I'm like, oh man, you don't deserve that. Like, you know what I mean?
I know. I do feel bad because there are certain guys who, like, know they're going to play for bad teams.
Right.
Like, poor Jonathan VR. You just know he's going to be in the infield on a team that isn't looking to make the playoffs.
But especially Adrian Hauser, going back to Citi Field and having the outing that he had yesterday and just not getting the run support again. Yeah, man. That stings for that guy, for sure.
Adrian Hauser is as close to a White Sox starting pitcher ringer as they have. And I know I just gave a lot of qualifiers, but the fact that I'm even saying ringer is kind of a great thing in this moment. So in the two starts that he has had, his whip is 0.75. The hell? Like, that alone is very impressive. 12 innings, 5 hits, 4 walks, and 8 strikeouts. And that guy has done the damn thing. Like, he's gone out there and done exactly what he's been asked to do and then some. And Mark Grody and I bat around the concept of Sox pitchers, you know, deserving better. And for me, it was originally Jesse Schulten's last year. I was like, Jesse Schulten's deserve better in this outing from everything else that happened. So that's going to happen because individual performances, unfortunately, kind of dictate the situation. But in the way that we are talking about the trust in the Cubs bullpen,
mm-hmm.
the inverse for me when it comes
yes.
to figuring out the Sox
yes.
pen. Like, it's an issue when you're talking about 19 blown saves or blown leads, rather. I think it's blown leads. Like, that is that's catastrophic. There's not a team I can think of that would be able to get past that. I don't care who you have hitting.
He'll be on a playoff team or a playoff contending team before the end of the season, though. So there's light at the end of the tunnel for Adrian. At least I would think so.
You trade him, and it's in a three-team deal, I need you to get something from the other team as well as the third team.
That'd be good.
That's all I'm trying to say here.
Let's stay on the White Sox, and now that we're at the Memorial Day checkpoint, what have been your early impressions of White Sox manager Will Venable?
I think he's been sufficient in what the demand is, and he has not caused any massive issues. Like, he's the even keel manager that I would expect him to be. He has communicated what has been important. You know, I think he was a big reason Sean Burke was the opening day starter this year. I think when you consider, whose decision was it? Was it a team decision when it came to sending Andrew Vaughn down to Charlotte? That is as significant of a message as you can see on that team. You know, so was Will Venable a part of that? Like, was he just another added voice and a communicator when it comes to what the organization is expecting out of its players? These are the things that I think needed to happen. There needed to be a steadying presence there. And I think you're seeing that so far already through the season.
Yeah, the wins aren't there, obviously. But I don't think anybody expected the wins to be there. When you'd watch the White Sox last year, though, and whether it was a particular play or just their style of play all around, it was ugly, and it was painful to watch. And you'd go, how does that happen? Or even just some of the decisions that the manager would make, like it was befuddling, and it was hard to wrap your head around it. I feel like while the wins aren't there, the results aren't there, it's less sloppy than we've seen in the past. It feels a little bit, it never feels good to have 17 wins at the 50 game mark of the season, but it feels a little less bad, I think, watching it and watching how this team goes out and plays and represents Sox baseball. It's hard to really gauge a manager when he has the roster that he has now.
Right.
But it's certainly an upgrade and an improvement on what they had last year. And there does seem to be a steadying presence, at least there, with Will Venable.
Well, and he's not coming out after games calling the team flat,
right,
and just some sort of motivational style that just wasn't hitting. That's a big part of it, too, is consider the roster. You know, Will Venable on last year's team, even with those individuals who have higher marquee names, he just wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not his style. It's not what he does.
Yeah.
And I think that matters. The message you're sending to these people in this situation is an important one.
I like him. And I'm curious to see what he does with a roster that can win. But I like what I've seen from him so far. Five
on it. How important or necessary is it for a man to wear a tie for his wedding?
So I'm getting married. 3 weeks from Saturday.
Yay!
Thank you.
Oh my God, it's 3 weeks.
Or no, 4 weeks from Saturday. My bad. No,
wow.
four weeks from Saturday. It's typical, dude, isn't it? I don't even know the date of the marriage. No, but I'm getting married 4 weeks from Saturday, and I don't like dressing up. I don't think I look good. I'm uncomfortable. I don't like a suit. I don't like the feel of a suit. I don't like the look of a suit. But I really, really hate wearing a tie. And like any good negotiator, I started big with what I wanted to wear for the wedding. And I knew we'd come, you know.
What, overalls or something based on this? Sweatpants?
Shorts.
Mesh shorts?
I wanted to wear shorts. I knew that wasn't happening. But it's a brunch wedding. It's in the middle of the summer. It's outside. So I shot my shot with the shorts. And that quickly got shot down.
So this would have been the suit with the shorts instead of pants.
It's a suit.
Blazer and shorts?
No, blazer and shorts, yeah.
No, Robbie!
Dude, that's a bad look. Bad outfit.
Like, not ironically?
No. I found a short suit that I think looks good and is appropriate for a brunch wedding, but it's not happening. That is not happening. So,
what is your fiance's name?
Emily.
Emily.
She's listening right now.
I believe. That was a good move.
Okay, all right, fair enough. So then,
good veto.
So then my next requests were in these negotiations. I hate dress shoes along with everything else dressy. So I was like, I want to wear sneakers and I don't want to wear a tie. She gave in quickly on the sneakers. I bought a nice pair of Jordans just for the wedding.
What is the colorway for a wedding pair of Jordans?
It's like an earth tone. They're Jordan 1 earth tones, low cuts, and they're really nice. I'll show
Ray
you.
And I are just like, oh, very nice.
Impressive, Rami. Impressive.
Good. We're like nodding,
busting out
like,
the good stuff for the wedding. Okay.
Nice vintage.
Inside out, Jordan 1 inside out's low cut. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, earth tone. Yeah, they're nice. And I found a suit that matches. And
what color is the suit?
It's like an off white. It matches the earth tone shoes. And she loves the suit. She was there with me when I picked it out. And she's acting like she gave in on the tie thing, but I don't think she has, because I was in the fitting room at the where we went to buy the suit, and she came over and she was like, "Oh, babe, you get a free tie for buying your suit. You don't have to wear it, but I'm gonna go pick out a tie for you." So now there is a tie that goes with the suit that matches the color scheme of the wedding, and I have a feeling I'm ending up in that tie on that wedding day, no matter how much I don't. And
here's the issue is I think like you're communicating the uncomfortable. Like, I could just see you putting the suit on and then your face is like in permanent frown. And like, part of it is just like, you're just going to have to tell yourself it's comfortable before like it gets to you.
I actually,
like, you need to psych yourself out.
I found a suit that I actually like. There are many suits that I like or that I think look good on. I found one that I actually like, and it's a lighter fabric, so I won't be sweat. I sweat so much, Layla.
Bodies are supposed to work. I get really mad when people get mad at their bodies for work.
No, I understand. Mine is working overtime in the sweat department.
I know, they make whole body deodorant now. Theoretically, maybe you just put it all over for the day. I don't. Like, not the deodorant, but the antiperspirant.
An outdoor summer wedding is going to be a challenge for me. And the less clothing I can have, and especially not having some piece of cloth wrapped tightly around my neck, I feel like is a good call. Unless you want me just glistening with sweat in every wedding picture that we have.
Well, you're just going to need a little absorbent cloth to just dab.
A makeup person off on the side who could powder me?
Yeah, you could probably. That's what I call it. It's dab and reapply.
Are you dead set on a dude in a tie for a formal event, like a wedding?
So can we share what we said, what Ray and I both said
sure,
on our group thread?
Yes.
I was like, well, I got married and my wedding was very formal, and my ex-husband wore a Brioni tie with his really formal suit, which is borderline tuxedo, and we're now ex-husband and wife.
Okay,
so I don't know that I get jurisdiction.
So the tie didn't work out there, right? I don't know. I wouldn't blame the tie. I don't know all the intricacies of what happened there, Leah. But I wouldn't blame
Tony Romo fumbled the snap in the playoff game against the Seahawks on my honeymoon. And I should have known then that both the Cowboys and my marriage were cursed. I had many signs. So maybe they all connect.
The tie could have been a bad omen.
Well, the fumbling of the snap sure as hell was.
So
right?
I'm also divorced, and I realize now in the text message that we shared, I said that I got married in a bow tie. I came to remember that these were the pre-wedding photos that my ex-wife wanted me to wear the bow tie. So I think the bow tie probably cursed the whole thing.
But you did it, so you put on the tie.
For the photo. Yeah,
so
for the wedding.
Okay. You got two ties and two divorces over here. So there's that.
To me, this is a strong argument against
the
tie.
Take that tie and burn it. I mean, we have the evidence now.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Like, there are some more reasonable takes on the text line, and it is a rare day in America when I can say that. So one of them is wear the tie until you have the ceremony and eat the meal. So that's a very good suggestion. That's from 708.
A tie with a meal? I think it...
No, until after you have the ceremony.
Oh, okay. So before the meal. Yeah, because that thing will end up in my plate.
Yeah, when it's time to party, just take it off.
Okay.
Or yeah. you could do the loose, the cool loose guy tie? Loose tie look, you know?
No. Nope. It's either tie or no tie.
Cool guy.
The real negotiation becomes a la Eloy Jimenez and the sliding scale of, you know, the more buttons Eloy had unbuttoned on his jersey, the more important the game was.
There you go. For shot, Rami, that someone gives you, you unbutton a button.
Yeah, I mean, like, the way I knew it was an important game to Eloy Jimenez was, like, he had three jersey buttons unbuttoned. I'm like, whoa,
that's
this is
business.
The World Series
yeah, that's
to
serious
Eloy.
Business right
so,
there.
Like, we have to ask how many buttons you would then unbutton on the shirt.
Just the top one. Maybe top two. I'm not showing off any chest. I'm not out here trying to show off chest. No.
Okay.
That's not the goal.
All right, so I feel like we've come to some sort of agreement here. But yeah, you'll have to tell us what Emily ends up ultimately going with.
What she ends up deciding, because it is her.
This is not your decision.
But perhaps, but right. Perhaps by putting the Thai divorce correlation in the ether, we have done some work.
See, you guys might have helped me out here, and I appreciate that.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.